Debate the platform. And we're anxious to hear from many dignitaries today, state and federal candidates, that will be filling out the Republican ballot this fall. And to be sure, we still have one important piece of business to conclude after today, and that will happen a week from today, next Saturday, when the 3rd District delegates will reconvene and nominate a Republican candidate for the 3rd Congressional District. Our hats off to those delegates who have that important work to do. Hasn't happened since 2002, so it's not something that happens very often. You know, you and I fill many different roles in our life, family, work, church, community, and friends. But for today, we come together as Iowans registered with the Republican Party of Iowa. As we kick off this election season, a unified party has never been more important. And you know, unity is not something that can be achieved by just a few people in leadership or someone who can give a good speech. The word itself, unity, suggests everyone doing their part. Republican Party unity will happen when we are able to set aside our differences and pull together as a team. As it's often said, many hands make light work. One of the best things that you and I can do is to find a local, state, or national Republican candidate that embraces your beliefs and philosophy and get involved in that campaign. Believe me, as a past candidate, they will appreciate your help. In fact, they're counting on it. You know, some people call me an evangelical. I guess I'm flattered by that term, although I'm not sure I deserve it. Actually, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. We use such labels, however, to try and categorize people so that it makes it easier to keep score. You know what? I have an idea. Why don't we call each other Americans? Isn't that who we are? Isn't that why we're here? Because we believe in this country? Yes, we're Republicans, and today we are going to carry out our responsibility to our political party. But we come here today as fellow Americans. And instead of criticizing and finding fault, let's remember what our mom taught us long ago. If you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. You know, as Republicans, we do have a common adversary, and it's not necessarily other Americans registered with other parties. It's a belief that maintains that government is the answer to most of life's problems. That's our adversary. That's what we work against because we know that is not true. We look a lot of different places for answers before we go to the government. We look to our family, our neighbor, our church, our community. Because we know when you go down that government road, it leads to dependency and bondage. Ladies and gentlemen, we will unite and win elections when we embrace those time-tested ideals that are based on hard work, respect, and personal responsibility, and not on the next government program. In short, Republicans win when Republicans run on the issues with a healthy acknowledgement of God's divine role in life as reflected in our respect for each other. And so please, join me as a fellow Republican as we live out this calling to self-government, a self-government that hinges on the inseparable rungs of religion and morality, a self-government that honors God and in turn blesses a people. Thank you, and God bless Iowa, and God bless the United States of America.